You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, with the launch of RNIB's See Sport Differently campaign, we here at RNIB Connect Radio have been talking a lot about getting active as a blind and partially sighted person. And that doesn't have to be just local walking groups that you can get involved with. There's lots of different things that are available to people with sight loss. And joining me now is Stuart Asquith, Inclusion Officer for Derby County Community Trust, who are hosting a VI football event on the 18th of November. Thank you so much for joining me, Stuart.
Thank you, Ellie. It's good to be here.
So can you tell us a little bit about the event on the 18th of November? What's the plan?
Yeah, so activity days are a part of our new strategy to increase disability football participation within the male and female game. And one of the areas that we really, really struggle in is attracting players that are either visually impaired or blind, especially females. So we thought we'll come up with an activity where the visually impaired players and their siblings can come down and just have a go, basically. So we've hired out a court in Derby where we can go and play in a safe, fun environment. But also they can take part in a sport that they might not have tried before. So we're looking at doing some B1 stuff where they're totally blindfolded so that they can't see at all, whether they're visually impaired or not, and also some VI football. And once we've done that, we're going to throw in a little stadium tour afterwards. So we're going to take them across to Derby County, take them around the ground floor of the stadium so they'll get to have a look around the stadium, look at the changing rooms, changing facilities, and get pitch side as well.
That sounds fabulous. It sounds like a great day. And you mentioned there that you're looking for people who might have not even tried the sport before. You don't need to have any experience. You don't need to be like any good at football to give it a go on the 18th.
Absolutely not. We just want as many people to come down, give it a go. We might find our next England para football, blind football player. The sky's the limit. It's just about coming down, having fun. There are going to be some fun little activities that we're going to put on, all football related, all football specific, but all visually impaired and blind specific.
Great stuff. What would be, if we're talking about the next Paralympics, what are some of the skills that you would need to be really, really good at VI football?
VI football, it's all about the other senses. Obviously, if you are visually impaired, your heightened senses are your smell and your hearing. And it's just about awareness, spatial awareness, and being able to control a football is perfect if you can do that. If you've had some previous football experience, you usually find that you adapt to VI football really, really quickly. So again, it's just about coming along, getting a ball at your feet, basically, and just having a go. It's quite a simple game. Obviously, we use the ball with the bells inside, so we like a rattle when the ball's rolling. So it's very much your hearing that you're relying on.
And there's the social side of everything as well, the fact that you're getting out and you're meeting other people and getting active.
Oh, absolutely. The social side of it is probably the most important thing for me. It's the fun aspect. And not only that, they're going to be able to bring siblings, so brothers, sisters, you know, mums, dads. If they want to come along and have a go as well and just see what the sport's like, perfect.
How important is it to you at Derby to make sure that people from all kinds of different backgrounds get the opportunity to take part in sport?
Well, we're very much an inclusive business, so as far as we're concerned, disability is a priority for us. I've been working in the disability sector now for, I think it's 7 years. Came from a very different background, being a retail manager, then coming back into sport. But it's a real passion of mine. Obviously, we don't just do the VI stuff. We do all the other pan-disability stuff as well.
What's your favourite thing about working for Derby County?
Working for Derby County, the best thing of all is, I mean, it's the pride of having the badge. And working for a football club as well, even though with a charitable trust side of the business. But seeing how people react to being involved in a Derby County session, the badge is a massive pull. So that gets people along, gets people involved. But for me, it's the participants that are the most important. People go on about self-gratification as a coach, you know, oh, I've done this, I've done that. For me, it's not about that. My passion is for the person and the participants that are taking part. Seeing them try something, you know, maybe come out of the comfort zone a little bit, try something new, enjoy it, might not enjoy it, but at least they've had a go. And that's the most important thing for me. It's providing an opportunity for somebody who might not get that opportunity, especially in schools and things like that.
Absolutely. So important to get young people to have those opportunities, isn't it? Especially.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for joining us. Where can we find out more about the event and about Derby County and get involved?
So the event, we're actually advertising it. Site Support Derbyshire are advertising it at the moment on their site. But we've also got our own website, which is dcct.co.uk.
Great stuff, Stuart. Thank you so much for joining me. Up the Rams.
Thank you.